Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com. And let's begin your journey together.
October 4th, Memorial of St. Francis of Assisi. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Thank you.
Lord God, be my refuge and my strength.
Lord God, be my refuge and my strength.
In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Hear me and speedily rescue me.
Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me.
Release me from the snares they have hidden, for you are my refuge, Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, be my refuge and my strength. Out of the depths, I cry to you, Lord.
Out of the depths, I cry to you, Lord.
Out of the depths, I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading.
If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness. For this we revere you.
My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchmen count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord.
Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel, indeed, he will redeem from all its iniquity.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Out of the depths, I cry to you, Lord.
A reading from Ephesians. If you are angry, let it be without sin. The sun must not go down on your wrath. Do not give the devil a chance to work on you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Let us pray for all animals that are abused or neglected, that through the intercession of Saint Francis they may be delivered from all distress and from harm. Let us continue to pray for the victims and their families of the shooting in Las Vegas. May God and the angels come to their aid and grant them the peace. Let us continue to pray for Sister Bug, our Sister Deacon Victoria. She was taken off life support the other night. And today, Bishop Kaz went and administered last rites. So we pray that God grant her a peaceful passing. We want to pray for the repose of the soul of Miss Kitty. That's Bishop Saccone's mother that we've been praying for. She died last night. May the perpetual light of Christ shine on her and lead her to paradise. Let us continue to pray for Bishop Kaz as he's dealing with all of the stress that he's going through with Deacon Sister Victoria and handling the matters of the church. May God grant him the strength and perseverance that he needs. We pray for all of our seminarians and clergy at the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us the strength we need to minister to all who need to hear the positive message of Christ. We pray for Bishop Long's father, Gene Long, that he continues to get better. We pray for his sisters, Shannon, Emily, and Jennifer. We pray for Bishop Long, that all of the unnecessary anxiety and stress that rest upon his shoulders be lifted from him. We ask this through the power of God and the Holy Spirit as we pray for his peace. Let us pray for the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church, that we may be continuously led by the Holy Spirit and not distracted by the ways of this world. We continue to pray for the homeless, for all children and their parents and guardians, that they may always follow the path of light. We pray for the sick and dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them. We are in thanksgiving for the gifts of ministry and music. We pray for the Order of Saint Benedict, Immaculate Mary, that it may prosper along with the entire church. We pray for our deacons, John Thomas, Therese, and Nicholas, our priests, Father Dennis and my unworthy self, our abbot, Bishop James, and all that may be contemplating joining the order. We pray that God continue to lead us in the right direction toward the seamless connection between the order and the goal of his church. Deacon Nicholas.
I would like to pray for the suffering souls in purgatory that they may have a brief rest in their suffering as they continue on their journey towards God. I would like to pray for my unworthy self as well for a speedy recovery of healing from my surgery. Mother?
At this time, let us call to mind the prayers in which we wish to keep in the silent depths of our hearts. Heavenly Father, we come to you in our time of need, that you hear our prayers. You know our every weakness, our fears, our hopes, and our dreams. We lift up in prayer all of the prayers in which we have spoken, and those which we hold in the silent depths of our hearts, the prayers of the church, and those of the entire world. For these prayers, the church, both humbly and fervently praise. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have given your followers an example of gentleness and humility, a task that is easy, a burden that is light. Accept the prayers and work of this day, and give us the rest that will strengthen us to render more faithful service to you, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us pray together. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. And may God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Amen.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And tonight we will end with the song of farewell in honor or in commemoration of Miss Kitty, Bishop Saccone's mom, who died last evening.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.